Welcome to Let's Talk About Sex, where every audacious, outrageous, and legendary customer experience begins with the employee experience. Get ready. Here's your host, speaker, facilitator, and coach, Maxine Shapiro.
So yes, welcome. I'm Maxine Shapiro, and today is going to be a short, what I hope is fun, look at the fishbowl factor. And I'm not talking about the fishbowl inventory or fishbowl units of measure, which I have no idea what that means. I even tried looking it up. Forget it. So I saw on LinkedIn this picture of a Wendy's worker with an umbrella and an elderly woman and her walker. And it was amazing. It was just this picture. And so I decided I need to look it up because I said, and this is where you're going to get the fishbowl in, that not only was it amazing that this kid from Wendy's actually took the umbrella from one of their tables and walked this elderly person to their car, but this is the fishbowl factor. Someone took a picture of it. Okay? Hang in here with me on this one. I decided to look it up. I went Wendy's employee with umbrella. On Google, there were 6.5 million results. 6.5 million. 6,500,000 results. That's how many stories were written about this. And what's so interesting is some of the comments that were under this picture. I saw this in Reddit. As a Wendy's employee, I can confirm that it's in our training to help people to their car if they need it. All right. As I've said in many of my episodes, copy it. You know, make this number 752 in your manual. Got it. If somebody needs help with their purchase or help after dinner or help, period, give it to them. Give them the help. Years ago, I read about Wegmans, and every year Wegmans is on the top 10 list of best places to work. As well as having high revenues, they've beaten out Whole Foods when Whole Foods was the darling of retail. And is it still? I don't know. I think Trader Joe's is now the darling of retail. Grocery retail, that is. Okay, sorry. The butcher, you know, somebody came in, bought some meat, and she goes, I don't know what to do with this, but, you know, my husband's having company, da-da-da-da-da-da. And the butcher said, I'll stop there on my way home and show you what to do with it. Okay. What does this cover? How many of the issues that I bring up? Do whatever it takes on the spot to make the customer happy. All right. So we're going to get back to this Wendy's. Follow me here. So 6.5 million results. I think one of my favorite comments was, oh yeah, the kid won an award, whatever. Who knows what he did? But the fact was, is it was good. And somebody wrote, I'm glad to hear that because I was almost sure that there would be another story about this, how the kid was fired for misuse of the table umbrella. And I'm sure that would have been a story too. All right. So brain science shows us that our brains release endorphins when we just help others, which leads to a similar phenomena, and it's called helper's high, a literal state of euphoria caused by charitable deeds similar to a mild version of a morphine high. Forget that last part. Yeah, I don't know what chucks, but that's what they put down. And this was written by an LA shelter. Now, I had to look it up. Is it true? Of course it's true. We just have to look into our own past when we help others. If you're not hiring people that want to help others in a way that surprises them, in a way that's organic, in a way that can't be put as number 636 in your manual, you shouldn't have to do it. But I do say do it anyway. This is what the conversation is right now. Quit being the leader, command and control gone, but that has to tell them everything what to do. Give them free rein. Make it your motto. Do whatever it takes on the spot to make the customer happy. Because now going back to the brain cells of the person doing the good deed goes up. And it has been proven, and I will show you some stats should you care to, you can email me, that productivity goes up by 12% with a happy employee. Conversely, productivity goes down by 10% by an unhappy employee. Which would you rather have? And now I will go to the fishbowl factor. Just by you wearing any kind of garb, be it a name tag, a shirt, an apron, a cap, anything that has your organization, your business name on it, people see and watch you. Especially with my retail and hospitality people, go in the back if you're just pissed off, okay? If something just happened, you didn't like it, or you got to talk to one of the workers. But please, when people are watching you, it puts a smile on their face when they see you doing something good. Someone had told me at one of the resorts that I work with that somebody was sitting there, they ordered their wine, they were out on the deck, and they were drinking the wine in a paper cup. It's to go. They were doing it. And a couple of the associates saw it, went and got glasses, and did that. Now, is that in any manual? No. And this is where I'm now going to go and coin the phrase, seek the surprise. When you are out there and you are wearing that shirt, and even if you're not, find yourself just being open. And I'm going to put a plug in for my training because this is why I use improvisation. In improv, we have to be so acutely aware of what's going on, not judging, but just aware of it so that we can react appropriately. And usually it's a surprise. That's why it's called improvisation. But isn't our whole life now about uncertainty and about surprises? And wouldn't it be best if we just learned how to do it? So let's, instead of going, oh my gosh, one more surprise, why don't we just seek it? How can we move with this? How can we go with the flow? I guarantee you, and I will put money on it, that when you have that attitude throughout the day, and I'm going to start with my executives, when that executive has that, and they're passing somebody by, and all of a sudden they're going, hey, by the way, I saw what you did on that deal. That was great. Be specific, by the way, executives or managers or supervisors. Be specific when you see something like, oh, nice work. Bye. That's going to make you happy. That's going to make them happy. That's going to make whoever was listening happy, maybe a little competitive, which, you know, nothing wrong with a little competition. Nobody wants to go golfing with somebody that goes, oh, here, just put the ball in the hole. There you go. Put it in. You know, you're close to a birdie, just move it in. Wasn't that great? I just used a golf term. I think I've played golf 3 times in my life. Anyway, this is the phenomena. So it's the fishbowl factor leading into seek the surprise. And I want to hear from you. I really do. So go to MaxineShapiro.com. There is a little microphone there. It says, let's talk about sex, C-E-X, as you know. And you can just tell me your story in there or, you know, go to my contact page and fill that out. I really want to hear from you. And another thing, share this. Just start sharing this. Share it out loud. Share this one episode. Share your life and make it, share your happy moments in life. It doesn't mean that you have to walk around like a goody two shoes or Pollyanna. Those are descriptions used. I think those are used by people who are cynical. And trust me, guys, I can be cynical. I think I'm being cynical right now. All right. This is what I do. I go into organizations and we play. And I call it play with purpose. Because what's going to happen is you are going to start flexing that muscle and begin thinking a little quicker on your feet. How to be more agile. How and when and what it feels like to seek the surprise. How to find the connection. Now, when I say find the connection, that's also seek the surprise. This sounds like I'm just one big motto. I don't know. Change the wording if you want to, but the idea is there, okay? And what we want to do is we want to see where the connection is with our clients, our guests, our customers, our employees, right? Just look for it. I always say when you ask somebody, where are you from? And they tell you, that is not the end of the conversation. Don't ever make that the end of your conversation. The end of the conversation has to be, oh, wow, I've always wanted to go there. Or, oh, I was there when I was 8. Or, my sister loves that place. Don't go negative. Is it still smoggy? Actually, I have to tell you, I did an interview with somebody, and it was about being on my podcast, or I was going to be on his, or I don't know. I won't tell you who it is. And I said, I'm from LA. He goes, I hate LA. And I thought, that's a good way to win friends and influence people, isn't it? Being honest, but find something about LA. You know, just go, do you like the weather out there? Yeah, right. Who doesn't, right? Okay, I have gone on, and that's it. I think I'm going to stop there, and I am going to ask you to please share your good stories with me. Share the ones that you see, because guys, those endorphins go up just by seeing it. Look at that. People take pictures. How many of us have seen that one picture of the policeman, and they need all the PR they can get right now, but the policeman laying on the ground. That sounds strange. All right, there's a little kid on the ground and he's pouting. So the policeman gets down there with him and starts talking to him. Okay? Yeah, as I said, they need all the PR they can get. And did this Wendy's thing have to go viral? It's because we don't see it enough. That's why people are craving this. They really are. Go into your retail place, go into your restaurant, your hotel, go into work. And a client said to me, I don't know how to relate to my workers. And I said, you know what? Put some candy on your desk. But put the good kind. Just put the good kind. Put the little chocolatey things on there. At least that's good for me. You know, and then maybe stick in some of that other stupid kind that your grandmother had. But she said, this was somebody I was coaching, she could not believe how many people came by and said hello and grabbed some chocolate. Really. And by the way, you want another reason to have chocolate? Endorphins, those wonderful things, they go up by having dark chocolate. Okay, so we covered a lot. The fishbowl factor, you've got swag, people are watching you. You know what? Seek the surprise, whether you've got the garb on or not. And if you can't, then find another job. This is, I don't want you to be unhappy at your work, but just imagine now. This is why you took a job in hospitality. This is why you took a job in customer experience. This is why you took a job in employee experience, because you do like to make people happy, because it makes you feel good and it makes them feel good and it's passed on. So if you do that, start sharing it more. Don't, the cynics, they're going to be there. Just get them out of your way. Just go away. Just go away with your sarcasm. All right, that's it. Call me. I'm going to be doing an open workshop, and you're going to have to just keep listening to the episodes to find out when it's going to be. All right. I'm Maxine Shapiro with Let's Talk About Sex, the Customer and Employee Experience. And now I'm going to wish you a great day, and go be kind out there. Thanks.